preparation for total consecration according to the spirit of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Let's get started. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 3. A gift received on Calvary. Jesus told his disciples, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Becoming a child of Mary is a gift which our Lord gives on Calvary. To receive this gift, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and let Mary lead you there to the foot of the cross, where you too will hear the words spoken to the disciple, "Behold your mother." To be led by Mary and to follow our Lord, you must deny yourself, which means you must deny that part of you that resists the will of God. You carry within you concupiscence, which comes from sin and leads to sin. Because of this concupiscence, there are within you many sinful inclinations which hinder you and prevent you from following. You must oppose these inclinations because they are obstacles that stand in your way to being a faithful disciple. Do not hesitate to deny yourself. Do not let the sight of your sins and your strong attachment to them discourage you. Our Lady will gently but powerfully set you free, and you will be amazed at what she will accomplish in you. Our Lady is the Mother of the Almighty God, for whom nothing is impossible, nothing is difficult, who is infinitely greater than your greatest sin. Make up your mind to fight so as to overcome your sins. Make a firm decision to confess them and to sin no more. Be vigilant lest you fall. And if you should have the misfortune to fall back into any sin out of weakness and pride, do not for a second doubt Our Lady's love for you, and do not wait even for a moment to get up again. Even if Satan makes a soul fall very low, his victory is not definitive as long as that soul holds on to its devotion to her. Seek, therefore, to always maintain a pure conscience in her sight. Make sure to do all that is in your power to be faithful, and trust that Our Lady will do the rest. When you are tempted and feel overwhelmed, have prompt recourse to her, like a child who turns to its mother in the face of a danger it cannot face on its own. If you do this, she will surely protect you from falling and will make you a faithful follower of her Son, even unto Calvary itself. Let's now turn to page 77 for our daily prayers. If you can kneel, please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O One God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily from the first moment I awake to adore you most humbly, O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating 3 times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, as it is now, and as it forever shall be, a world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The act of trust in the Immaculate. Dearest Mother, deign to do with me whatever is pleasing to you for the greatest glory of God. I am yours, my dearest Immaculate Mother. You see how miserable I am, walking along the edge of a precipice full of self-love. If you release me from your immaculate hands for even only one instant, I will be the first to fall into the most grievous sins and into the bottom of hell. But if you do not let go of me, although this is something of which I am completely unworthy, and if you will lead me, I will surely not fall, and I will become a saint, a great saint. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 3. If this is going to work, you are going to have to give something up. You're going to have to change. And that hardest thing to give up is our own desires, is our own will. But we will do it if we're convinced of one fact. And that is that the Virgin Mary loves you. She loves you specifically. She loves you individually. And she wants to help you to fulfill God's plan for your life. So God's will, and we'll discuss this more later, God's will and Mary's will are the same. Mary wants exactly what God wants. So when I say Mary's will, so Mary has a will for you, I mean God has a plan for you, and it's God's will that Mary help you to fulfill God's will. And by having Mary help you to fulfill God's will, it ensures that it actually gets done. It's done easier. It's done sweeter. It's done with greater consolation. She supplies you with God's grace. She's the mediatrix of all grace. So I just want to get that out of the way right now. So when I say Mary has a plan for you, Mary's plan is the sweetest version of God's plan for your life. So if I want to be happy, if I want to be holy, if I want to help to save souls, if I want to accomplish God's plan for my life, I have to recognize that God's plan is better than my plan, that Mary's plan is better than my plan, and that Mary loves me more than I love myself. So what do I desire? I desire to be happy. I desire the salvation of my family and my friends. I have all these ideas and dreams for my life and for how it looks, all these things. But I have to accept this one fact. Mary's will for my life is more beautiful than I could ever imagine. And I have to let go and surrender my dreams, my hopes, my desires, and trust that if I do her will, I will be the happiest, best version of myself. I will be the man that God created for me to be. And it is the will of God that I have such a powerful intercessor. So God's plan for my life is that I go within and through Mary. And it's just such a beautiful thing when the will of God begins to unfold and you look back on your life and you say, thank goodness that didn't go the way I wanted. God's plan all along was far better for me. The smartest, most prudent thing for me to do on a daily basis is to say, what is your will, Blessed Mother? And you will find that when you do that course of action, it's done very well. You have greater peace of soul. And the fruit from your conforming your life to the will of God, it just spills out into your family and your friends. God bless you. God love you. And we will see you tomorrow.